Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jose Rijo. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Butler steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bernazard. Phillips moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. There goes Jacoby. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Snyder is out for the double play. Carter scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo bunts in front of the plate. Tettleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando bunts towards the mound. Riho juggles the ball. That's an error on Riho. Franco moves to third. Castillo moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Castillo scores. Bando goes all the way around to score. Carter moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Davis moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Baker scores. Davis moves to third. Griffin moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Griffin moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin scores. Tettleton moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banda drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Tettleton. The throw to Candiotti covering the plate. The slide. Tettleton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-2 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops it up and throws to first, with Riho covering, for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-2 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Franco reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Bando moves to second. Dave Leeper now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Bando moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Bando scores. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker strikes out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-3 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.